Nolte, Harvard study claims celebrity endorsements matter, help democracy. By John Nolte on August 12, 2024. The anti-Semitic Harvard describes its study showing that celebrity endorsements matter as one filled with rigorous evidence. Meanwhile, according to TMZ, the Kamala Harris campaign is looking to distance itself from celebrity faces at the upcoming Democrat National Convention. The study, which is titled, Celebrities Strengthening Our Culture of Democracy, says that it provides an analysis and evaluation of how celebrity engagement impacts civic participation in the United States. Personally, I think the whole thing was created to tempt Taylor Swift into campaigning for Kakali, McNever, Border, Czar. Celebrities are uniquely positioned to empower everyday Americans to use their voices and exercise their civic rights, the study claims. Celebrities are an unparalleled force in American culture, informing what we buy, what we wear, and what we talk about. The study is super excited about this. With their significant influence and reach, they are powerful advocates for social and political causes. Celebrities have a unique ability to connect with younger generations in ways that mainstream media and other get-out-the-vote efforts may not be able to, the report adds. Their control of and presence on social media positions them as centralized sources of information to be tapped into and utilized by those looking to increase voter participation. The study points to the effect pop stars like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish have had on registering voters and then automatically assumes that's a good thing. By using their platforms to encourage young people to vote, artists and creators can amplify civic engagement and participation in democracy. Their endorsements can inspire millions of fans and followers to become more politically active, fostering a culture of informed decision-making and civic responsibility, especially among young people. Celebrities also represent diverse backgrounds and perspectives, often resonating with different audiences. By leveraging their visibility and relatability, they can effectively communicate the significance of voting by addressing issues that most impact their followers. This outreach can bridge gaps in political awareness and mobilize a broader spectrum of young people in our democratic process. Furthermore, celebrities can make voting appear not only relevant but also trendy and socially appealing. By incorporating messages about voting into their public appearances, interviews, and social media posts, celebrities can demystify and destigmatize political engagement, helping to normalize civic participation as a cool and integral part of young adulthood. This normalization can lead to increased voter turnout and sustained civic involvement, ultimately strengthening democracy and promoting a more inclusive, representative society. The reason left-wing, anti-Semitic institutions like Harvard are so excited about celebrity involvement is who these left-wing celebrities most inspire to vote. My guess is that it's mostly young people and white women, two very left-wing groups. Someone should do a study on the backlash celebrities can create. Too many of them are hateful and ignorant. Whoop Goldberg and Michael Moore are perfect examples. I don't think there's any question that the sight of them or Sean Penn or Jane Fonda can turn out votes on the other side. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.